You are listening to Alternate Reality, episode 405, our review of the newest installment of the Transformers franchise, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Alternate Reality is a podcast about comics, comic-related media, and comic-related merchandise. We do reviews of all sorts, TV, video games, movies, and comic issues. So be warned, the following show material contains spoilers. If you have not read your books, seen the movies, played the games, so forth and so on, then you may want to stop the show until you have done so, or you can proceed at your own caution. You have been warned.
Welcome to Alternate Reality, the comic book podcast. My name is John.
I'm Joe.
And all right, we're here each and every week to talk to you about the best thing in the world of comics, but not just comics. We also talk about movies, video games, and other such stuff that revolve in and around geek culture. And we had just a crap ton of cool things come out in the last little bit. We've already did movie reviews for Aquaman. We've did movie reviews for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And then in the span of just 2 weeks, we've had those two movies and Bumblebee that was released. Now, I think Bumblebee actually came out first, so it's odd that we're doing it last. But we have an opportunity right now.
Bumblebee and Aquaman came out the same week.
Oh, did it? And Spider-Man was the week before then? Okay. Well, I knew they all didn't come out the same week, but... So we're doing Bumblebee...
Thank God we're done until March.
Yeah. Nothing coming out that we need to talk about. Well, Glass is coming out in a week or so.
I haven't seen Split.
I haven't either. We should watch it together.
I heard. Not good.
Well, it's M. Night Shyamalan. Are they ever good?
Well, I liked Unbreakable, but from some people.
Yeah. You know, that, yeah.
Really hate.
Yeah. Apparently, some folks we know on Twitter hate it.
I'm like, it's not that bad.
Oh, come on. Nobody talks that way. Who wrote this conversation, a child? All right, fine. You don't like it. I get it. Everybody's hard to please.
Of course, I still hear from that one guy who hates Superman, Man of Steel.
Who is that, Scott Gardner?
No.
I know he hates it, but...
Yeah. And I haven't heard anything from Scott Gardner in like
he's
6 years.
Yeah, he's not... As
on Facebook or anything.
Yeah, he's not as active as he used to be. He still occasionally posts a picture from like Epcot Center or something like that, but that's about it. All right, so did we ever start the body of the show? Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah, I think we did. Yeah,
you started talking about
all the
movies we reviewed.
So that's bad when you can't remember if you're actually doing the show or not. All right, so we've talked about those movies, and now we want to talk about Bumblebee, the latest installment in the Transformers franchise, and whether or not we liked it or whether or not we didn't like it. And we hope that you're enjoying all the content that comes out each and every week from all, you know, the problem was we got off on talking about people we know, and that felt more like just casual conversation. Like we're not doing the show. That's what it was, but we hope you're enjoying all the content we're trying to put out for you. We're just trying to put out some stuff, man, because like I said, we got to be gone for another few weeks. So, you know, bear with us. We'll be back in about a month. So hope you enjoy the show tonight as we talk about Bumblebee. If you have any comments on this or the other movies we did and you want to tell us how you liked them or you didn't like them, or whether or not you think Unbreakable was a good movie or a bad movie, we want to hear from you. So send us your email to alternatereality@gmail.com and tell us what you thought. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment to talk about Bumblebee You sit tight.
That attitude exchanger's restored only two of his components. Give me another attitude exchanger. It's our last one. If you miss, Prime's a lost cause. I'll stop him. Bumblebee, come back! Optimus Prime, I know you're not evil. I believe in you. You've got to fight it. Don't give in.
Help me, Bumblebee. Quickly. You did it, little friend. You saved me.
Alternate Reality, the comic book podcast. Hey, you want to get involved with what we do here? The best way to do that is financially support us. Go over to patreon.com/alternate reality and figure out how you can become a monthly subscriber to the show. And you can sign up for the $3 membership, the $5 membership, or the $10 membership. I think that's right. $3, $5, and $10. No, it's $3, $10, and $20. My bad. $3, and $10, and $20 levels. And we'll read your name and we'll thank you publicly on the air. A lot of really cool things. And in the future, we're going to be giving stuff away. Patreon.com/alternate reality is the place to be if you want to be involved in it. And like I said, what we do here, we hope you enjoy it, but it costs something to do it. So help us keep the lights on here at the Alternate Reality Podcast. Although, and here's the thing, even though we've not been putting out any content, the cost is the same. It still costs me the same bandwidth and hosting and all that stuff, whether I'm putting shows out or not. So please help us do what we do here. We appreciate it. All right, Charlie, we're talking about Bumblebee. All right, so my thoughts on this movie summed up like this. Do you remember how Star Wars Rogue One was an okay movie until the last 15 minutes when it became an amazing movie?
I think it got better as it went on.
Okay, but still, the last 15 minutes really stand out, right?
Yeah.
Bumblebee was this in reverse. The first 5 to 10 minutes of this movie were amazing, and then the rest of it was just an okay movie after that. Because the first 5 or 10 minutes is a recap. Still the
second best Transformers live-action movie that we had.
The first 5 or 10 minutes is a recap of the war on Cybertron. You've got Optimus Prime taking down Decepticons.
You got everyone there.
You got Decepticons in their original triangle-shaped ship form.
I mean, you've got Brawn, who was like my first Transformer.
Really?
RC's there, which is a little weird because she's not supposed to be there. Whatever.
Whatever. Doesn't matter, yeah.
She was there. Soundwave.
Soundwave was amazing.
Ravage.
Ravage. Eject. And I was like, oh, it's their voice. Did they get Frank Welker to do that?
No.
Oh, it's too bad. But that's the kind of computer digitized voice that anybody really
could. The guy who does that is John Bailey, and you may know him from a lot of things.
From what?
Bad movie trailers.
Oh, he's that narrator guy. Okay. That's cool. So that
Cliff Jumper was there, Wheeljack. Oh,
poor Cliff Jumper. Why do they gotta kill our classic characters?
Well, Cliff Jumper dies in everything.
Yeah, but he didn't die until the time we got to the animated movie. I mean, the animated movie, 86 animated movie.
But that's what I'm saying. After that, he dies in almost every live action or cartoon form.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was played by The Rock in Prime.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, remember they killed him off and then they brought him back as that zombie.
Right.
Cliff Jumper.
And The Rock did that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, poor Cliff Jumper is the Uncle Ben of the Transformer universe. He always dies.
There are a lot of, like, well, I've been watching.
But he dies horribly.
Yeah. But I've been watching, like, a lot of these, like, there's, like, this whole, like, basics of Transformers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you, like, basically, like, a little bit of story. Like, a lot of the Autobots and Decepticons were just, like, used for like one season and just disappeared.
Right.
And you just don't realize it until you're like,
they point it out.
You're like, man, I always thought he was in the background, but yeah,
apparently not.
But yeah, like I said, like seeing Brawn there was like seeing Spider-Man 2099 into the Spider-Verse for me. I was like, oh my God, it's my first guys ever. Right. Or my favorite guys.
But like I said, the only thing that disappointed me was there was no Megatron.
I'll get to this in a minute after we talk about it for a while.
Okay. Because like having a Megatron there on Cybertron, you wouldn't have to, he could just been in the background. Wouldn't even need him and Prime to have fought, but just to see him would have been cool. But anyway, so you get this epic throwdown, you get Bumblebee who can talk, because they have to tie in all this classic history that we as Transformer fans know with the somewhat link it to the established movie continuity that they have
now. And that's what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Is it a prequel or is it a reboot?
Well, I don't know, because some of the things don't fit.
They don't fit at all.
All right, because they talk about coming to Earth. Well, we know by the end of this movie, Prime and Bumblebee are on Earth in the 80s.
Yeah.
And Prime is in his classic truck form. Yeah. Oh, my God, it was so great at the end of the movie. And but we know in the original Transformers movie, they don't come to Earth until then, whatever that is.
Or can they shoot back and forth? They never say.
We don't know. And if that's the case, isn't Megatron already on Earth frozen in ice?
If it's a reboot,
he
would have been there.
If it's a prequel, you mean?
No. If it's a reboot, he would have been on Cybertron.
Right, right. If it's a prequel in the established universe,
yeah,
then Megatron's already froze on Earth.
Yeah.
Right. Which is maybe why
is weird because Shatter and Dropkick were all over the Hoover Dam.
Right.
And they were accessing the internet.
Mm-hmm. And created it, apparently.
And had no clue that Megatron was frozen in it.
Right. And apparently,
because wouldn't you want to know, like, your master's there?
Yeah, you would think. Well, Sector 7, this is how they're created. So this clearly establishes a link with the other movies. Sector 7's in it. And
no, Sector 7 was created when they found Megatron, though.
Right. And so, but that doesn't matter.
That's 100-plus years ago.
Right. So didn't Sector 7 already exist? And didn't they already have Megatron on ice somewhere?
But if you saw the last movie, The Last Night, Bumblebee is supposed to be on Earth and during World War II.
Right. So I don't know.
Because like he was supposed to be in World War II because he was that old rackety Jeep thing in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then again, it's like, is it a prequel? Is it a sequel? Is it?
Yeah, we don't know,
because the directors have said yes, it's a prequel,
right?
But it doesn't fit into the continuity.
Not perfectly. There's things that work and things that don't work, like Bumblebee's voice. Well, it makes sense why he couldn't talk in the other movies now, that kind of thing. But a lot of these things don't fit at all.
Yeah.
You know, and so for Prime to show up in Transformers, the original movie, which means he was on Earth for a number of years, left, and came back, that doesn't make any sense.
And at the end of the movie, isn't he calling for them to come to Earth at that point?
Right. But they're already there.
Yeah.
Because they've already established a base. So that doesn't make any sense.
So
if
from what I understand is that this was going to be a prequel. I mean, a reboot.
Oh, it was going to be a reboot. Okay.
But somehow something got...
Michael Bay picked a fit or something?
Maybe something like that or whatever. I think he still produced these.
Right.
Even though he didn't direct it. But yeah, he...
All I can say is it's a lot of fun watching Transformers fight when they're different colors.
Wasn't it nice being able to tell
who was who and what they were doing?
And like, especially during that scene where... Charlie's running around and Bumblebee and Dropkick are
fighting over
her. Fighting behind her. I'm like, hey, there's Bumblebee and there's Dropkick. Oh, wait, I can tell which one's which.
Right. Yeah, that was very nice. So
to me, this felt like a really 80s movies with like a robot thrown in. Like with robots thrown in. I mean, seriously.
Like Big Trouble in Little China with robots.
No, like seriously, this was like one of those like teenage like
robots. Oh, more like 16 Candles with robots. Yeah. Okay.
Because Charlie goes through all these like 80s movies things. I mean, she has like the big moment where like where she's supposed to like do something big to impress the pretty boy, but she doesn't do it.
Right.
And the mean blonde girl, yeah, like is hating on her and everything.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, this is just like an 80s movie. This is awesome.
And she's a klutz and she's always messing everything up and she just wants to be like everybody else. And she misses her dead dad.
But yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is just an 80s movie with like robots thrown in.
So I had a good time with this movie. We took the whole family. We all watched it. Everybody enjoyed it. It was really good. But the stuff that it was just purely Transformers. I mean, the story with the girl was okay. It wasn't bad. But the stuff with just the Transformers in it, to my opinion, you could make a Transformers movie and leave people out of it, and it would be great.
From what I understand, with the success of this movie, they said they're going to do a whole Cybertron movie.
Really?
Which I would not be against that.
No, I would not be against that either. And well, I bet the CG on that's out of this world.
But, like, the
funny part... Boom, shh, pardon pun.
Bumblebee comes to Earth in 1987.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me.
Which is a year after the animated movie comes out, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, it's just weird to me because, like, with the whole prequel reboot thing, I was like, 87, that doesn't fit with the continuity. But either way, he picks a fight with the army. Like, not the army, but, like, he's fighting with Blitzwing, who's a different Blitzwing than we know from the cartoon.
Right.
But that's okay because multiple Transformers have had multiple names and not
right
associated with the regular.
And he's not a super popular character, so it's not a big deal.
And everyone complained that he was Starscream from the beginning of the trailer.
Right. It looked like him when he was in a jet form. It looked like Starscream.
But he's fighting with him, and like Blitzwing has already killed Cliffjumper, right? And because he won't give him any information, which I don't know. Like, if you're, like, grilling a robot,
yeah,
how are you going to get any information if you tear out his vocal cord?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Or kill him. But that's what Blitzwing does to Bumblebee. That's how he loses his voice. And in that ensuing fight, the army picks up on them when they come in. And John Cena's there.
Yeah. John Cena!
Well, John Cena in this movie is very strange. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, if he was meant to be comical or if he was a little bit comical. Because, I kind of didn't like him in this movie because of it.
Oh, I liked him. I thought he was good in it. I think he was trying his best to play a straight-laced character, but who was
in... But what I'm saying is the lines they gave him were kind of comical.
Right.
Like, at that point where, like, Dropkick and Shatter are there, and he's telling his superiors, he's like, come on, guys, their name is Decepticon.
Right, right. It's a little fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Basically, the gist of this story, then, is that this girl finds Bumblebee. She has her own car now, but Bumblebee's involved in this war. She gets caught up in the middle of it. There's a whole big, long thing about a boy and her and her missing her dad. All that stuff's background stuff. It's good stuff. But the main issue of this is whether or not Bumblebee's going to remember who he is because his memory files are damaged. And if he does, will he be able to save the Decepticons, save the world from the Decepticons, who, once they figured out Prime is coming there, have decided to destroy the Earth. Long story short, there is a big climactic battle at the end. And by himself, Bumblebee, with the help of some people, Bumblebee is able to save the world. It was really, really good. But for my money, the best parts were the parts with the flashback scenes and the Transformer stuff in it. So,
or the throwback, 80s music.
Yes. All the sound. I look
with the touch,
right?
You got the touch.
Yeah. I looked, to see if there was a soundtrack you could get, and there's an original score that you can get, but they didn't put together a soundtrack with 80s music on it from this. So I was like, oh, that's disappointing. But but all in all, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it, and it was well worth the price. And if this is the first installment in a series of new Transformer movies that are like this, I will be very, very happy.
Yeah, let's continue with this. Let's not go back to
whatever we were doing before.
So we got a... This movie's made money, and it made a boatload of money in China, from what I understand. And apparently, like, it's made, like, it's not really doing very well here in America, but it's sustaining. It's kept, like, its core audience for, like, a while since it, like, dropped down out of, like, the top five.
Right.
But with, I understand, like, this is the movie that, like, Paramount has, like, decided to continue with.
Right.
Unlike
what?
Star Trek.
Oh. Well, Star Trek got, you know, so with the Abramsverse, for those of you who know, they've made three Star Trek movies so far. And that third one was pretty good. I was like, well, all right, I've kind of finally gotten used to the new Star Trek. They can go ahead and make some more movies and I'll watch them. And they're not going to make a fourth one. It's been postponed indefinitely. Nobody can agree on how much money they want to make or are willing to do it for. And they don't have any story. And it's just...
Well, from what I understood, that they might have had Chris Pine back for the next one, but they might not have.
Well,
they were supposed to have Chris Hemsworth too, which made no sense.
I guess they were going to do a time travel story where he goes back and meets his dad or something. It was, I don't know.
But there was like a lot of stories for that.
But you go, you need to leave Chris Hemsworth out of it. He's Thor. He makes too much money. It would have blown your budget.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you're going to do a Trek movie and you don't have Kirk for half of it,
what's the point?
What's the point of doing it?
Yeah, I agree. So,
I mean, to be fair, I think this new series, I would go with the more ensemble cast of it because of everyone who's there, like Carl Urban,
right?
Zoe Saldana, and him.
Mm-hmm.
And to a lesser degree, Zachary Quinto, even though he is playing Spock.
Right.
But I would say, like, you need all of them to work. Right.
Sure. Yeah, it's not a Star Trek movie if he doesn't have the whole cast. So all right. Well, we'll take a quick break, come back, close the show out. Alternate Reality, the comic book podcast.
Hey, good going, Augie! You knocked him cold!
Were we wrong about you, Augie? Right, Bumblebee? Bumblebee, come back!
No way! I gotta put that pearl out of commission!
This better work! Where is the blasted thing? Aha! Whoa! Bumblebee, are you okay?
Fine! I feel like a lost kite, though!
Bumblebee, you sure saved the day.
Yes, but did anybody stop to think about the race?
What do you mean?
Megatron must have arranged the whole thing to get his mitts on Augie's car. That means no money for charity.
Aw, that creep.
I should just keep this thing for all the trouble I've been through, losing my car to save you and all. But see that you get a good price for it.
With any luck, we'll get more than 20 million for it.
Yeah, way to go, Augie. Augie?
See you around, maybe.
Alternate Reality, the comic book podcast. Thank you for being with us tonight for a quick Bumblebee movie review. There wasn't a lot to say about it. The movie was pretty simple, and the best parts are seriously those geek out moment parts where we get to be little kids again watching our toys fight on a big movie screen. So
I was hoping that they would like do a big like end credit sequence, but they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't.
It was just Prime and Bumblebee.
Well, Prime driving across that bridge in his truck form, that was, I was so happy.
I was like, hey, when did he get to Earth?
Yeah. So,
because we'd only seen him like twice in like hologram form before.
Yeah. So just real quick, remind you to go over to the webpage, arnetcast.podomatic.com. Contact us on email, alternatorealitypodcast@gmail.com. Go over to Patreon, which I've already talked about, patreon.com/alternatoreality to support the show. Go to iTunes and write nice things about us. Alternate Reality Podcast, just search for us on the iTunes podcast store. Catch us on social networking, twitter.com/JohnLoveless for me, X Onslaught for Charlie, and AR_podcast for the show itself. and search for us on Facebook. You can find us there. We're very public. And Alden Reality is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. Comics with an S, podcast with an S, double plural, Comics Podcast Network, where you can find us and a bunch of other really cool shows that belong to the network. Anything else, Mr. Huffman?
Nope.
All right, that's it for this time. And until next time, and in the meantime, which may be 2, 3, 4 weeks, my name is John.
I'm Charlie.
And we're out. You guys have a good night. It's not saying, it's not saying. You're listening to Alternate Reality, episode 405, our review of Bumblebee, the movie.
Autobots transform.
Well, I didn't do the full thing. I didn't go all the way.
That was obvious what you were doing.
I can do the full thing.
No, you can't. You weren't doing it then, so don't even try it.
You're listening. I do it better in the morning when my voice is deep.
Oh, well.
Autobots transform and roll out. You're listening to Alternate Reality, episode 405, Bumblebee movie review. I wish I could do Soundwave's voice. Oh, God, that was so good during the movie. All right, we'll talk about it in just a second. All right, regular show open, regular cold open, doing it right in 3, 2, 1. You're listening to Alternate Reality, episode 405, our review of the newest installment of the Transformers franchise, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Transform.
Roll out. Autobots, transform and roll out. You know what sucks?
What?
Watching Voltron, they never had Peter Cullen on.
Yeah, never, not once.
All 8 seasons. I'm like, come on, man. He did the voice.
A cameo, he could have been an admiral or something back at the Space Academy or something. Yeah, something. It would have been nice.
That's the only thing that ticked me off about that whole show. I was like, really? You don't even have Peter Cullen on it?
Yeah, I agree.
Full drama.
Could be that he wanted too much money. That's a possibility.
He probably pulls down too much money now.
Yeah.
Which is odd because... that's all he's doing is these movies. He's making bank now.
Transformers, movies, well, video games. Did he still do Eeyore?
No, it's Brad Garrett who's doing it now. Right, okay. Ray's brother.
Right.
Which is weird. Because I watched Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not Peter Cullen.
All right. In show.
My brother Ray.
Show intro. Show intro in 3, 2, 1.